So three stories here, and we're going to share them with you real quick. Woody and I will share these three stories. They're all true, but they could have happened anywhere all over the world. You got to spot the one that happened in Florida because, you know, Florida, it's the birthplace of everything strange in this country. So we, you know, tip our caps. Like what you do in Florida. Don't know how you consistently do it so much. But if you can spot the Florida story at 844-4WW-SHOW and you can spot it first, you win. Woody's got story number one.
I've heard people say that we as a nation have become lazier and that we're not willing to do the hard work that it takes to get the job done. I got to tell you, sometimes I think those people are true. Like the story number one here, where a woman called 911 for the typical thing that you would call a police officer to come to your house for. She reported to the 911 operator that she had become stuck in her recliner. Specifically, she reported that a switch had come off her powered recliner and that she was stuck in the fully reclined position and needed help getting out of the recliner. Right? Who's with me? Now, most people would say, well, why don't you just like roll off or jump out or sit up?
Well, I think there'd be others that would say, who cares? I mean, I feel like that's the definition of, you know, what you're describing of, you know, us becoming lazier is like, all right, so what?
What do you mean, so what? I'm stuck in the fully reclined position. I'm just going to stay here.
Life is good.
Life is good.
I mean, how many times have we heard those stories about somebody who becomes attached to their toilet because they sat there for 2 years and never got up? All of a sudden, they were fused to the seat or to the couch. At least she's trying to get up. See what I'm saying? So I feel like that's a step forward, not a step back, which is how you initially presented it.
The officer did show up at her house and, quote, was able to retrieve the switch from the floor, properly fasten it to the chair, allowing the woman to resume her normal position and activity. I mean, right?
So I feel like we're moving in the right direction, not the wrong direction.
Is it in Florida where she's like, the button's all the way over there. I'm going to call 911.
But wanted to get up. Didn't want to remain reclining like so many do. Story number two, I'm going to share the headline with you. You may want to sit down for this. Mountain lion breaks into home, lounges on couch, eats cat.
No.
Oh.
A family is in mourning after an unwanted house guest ended in bloodshed. Woman returned to her home at 10:30 to find a mountain lion. let me start that again. A woman returned to her home at 10:30 to find a mountain lion on the living room of the house that she shares with a roommate. The mountain lion looked right at her and licked his lips, and the roommate took off, calling police. It was terrifying. She believes that the mountain lion snuck in through a screen on an open window. Luckily, no humans were inside the home, but their house cat, Klondike, was trapped inside.
Oh, no. Poor Klondike. This is not funny, Chelsea. Why are you laughing?
It's not.
The mountain lion was sitting on the couch watching TV, and then they discovered he had also eaten Klondike.
Oh, no.
You're right. It's not funny. There's nothing funny about that.
Got my Netflix password and ate my cat. This dude's racking up HBO charges like I've never seen.
Right. By the way, they called the wildlife officers, is how it's phrased here, and they had trouble getting the mountain lion out of the house. Quoting, they shot beanbags at the windows, attempting to drive the mountain lion out for hours.
Wait.
What was on the television?
Wait a second.
Let that one roll around in your head for a second. So the wildlife officers show up and they shoot beanbags at the windows. The mountain lion's inside on the couch, digesting a cat and watching Family Feud. And for hours, that's what it says here, for hours, they shot beanbags at the windows.
I think they just wanted to shoot beanbags at the windows.
How long did you move on to plan B?
Yeah.
At what point are you like, meh?
All right, I've shot beanbags at the windows for an hour. I've got another hour in me. Sit back, relax. And that mountain lion's like, look at this fool.
Somebody's going to go back and get me some more beanbag rounds.
Y'all got another cat? Hours later, the mountain lion walked out the front door. Not kidding. That's how it ends. Was it Florida is my question for you at 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's got the third and final.
Facebook is good for a couple of things, right? Finding and connecting with old friends and political discussions.
Mm.
It's such a good time on Facebook, especially when you bring up politics. I highly recommend it. Like the dude in story number three. He was friends with a buddy on Facebook, and they have differing views on the political spectrum. Well, what happens then? Arguments ensued, posting back and forth until the man in story number three showed up at his Facebook friend's house and shot him in the butt over a political argument the two had online on a Facebook page. Now, they don't know exactly what political topic caused such a fierce disagreement that caused the man to get into his car, drive over to his Facebook friend's house, and shoot him. But is this really that out of the ordinary anymore?
Did he shoot him with a beanbag or with a gun?
For hours, he shot at the windows with... No, he did not. Just once, just in the backside. Was it in Florida where he took the Facebook arguing just a little bit too far? Bill, all three stories actually happened. One of them went down in Florida. Can you tell us which one?
Story number one.
No, I'm sorry. Tennessee is where the woman called 911 because a switch had fallen off her powered recliner and she'd like to sit up and she needed the officer's help. Dickens?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with story number three.
Story number three. There you go.
Yes.
The argument on Facebook did happen online. However, the man did live in Tampa, Florida. I'm sorry. I'm jumping through the story trying to figure out exactly where he lived. Tampa, Florida.
And I guess if you live in Boulder, Colorado, especially if you have a cat named Klondike, according to the woman in the story, she now has decided she will close and lock all doors and windows when she leaves the house at night to prevent a mountain lion from getting in and enjoying her Netflix account.
Woody and Wilcox. The Woody and Wilcox Show.